As I dictate this message, it is the dawn of a new year, 1993. I'm standing in my home, flushed with the joy of the holidays shared with my family. And I ask myself, is New York State serious? Is it really their intention to strip me of my license, my livelihood, my home, and all of my possessions after more than 35 years of practice on the basis of tainted testimony before a prejudiced set of inquisitors? Am I really important enough to justify the estimated $750,000 that they've invested already in this prolonged persecution? Whether I win or lose at this point, they have already succeeded in permanently damaging my personal and professional life that I have worked for all these years, and in negating my financial preparations for the future. With all of the pressures of this interminable harassment, they have simultaneously created a situation that precludes any reasonable physician from joining me in practice to fulfill my vision of the World Health Medical Group.